NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, PJ O'Rourke, and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill calls in to the Diane Rime Show. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. PJ, you know how hard things are in the newspaper industry these days.
Yeah, yes, I do.
However, it was still a shock this week when reporters at the Orange County Register were asked to do what?
That was one of those good news, bad news things where it's like you get the memo. Good news is you're still working.
Yes. Not only are they going to be writing, editing, and producing the paper, they're going to have to
print it and sell it and
you're almost
take
there.
Out the trash and,
oh, come on.
And deliver it to houses.
Deliver it. Yes.
Oh, okay. My God.
They're being asked to deliver the paper.
All right.
The Orange County Register announced that all employees, including the journalists themselves, were being asked to take a shift delivering Sunday's paper in return for a $150 Visa gift card.
Yeah. No.
It is demeaning, I know, but nobody will be laughing when one of them wins the Best Delivery Pulitzer.
Yes. And a Schwinn!
Yes, you can actually put your Pulitzer in the spokes to make it go.
Yeah.
They used to always call my house and ask if I wanted to buy the Sunday edition of the L.A. Times.
Yes.
And I said, well, no. I don't. I might even take the other days. They felt the Sunday edition was like a special thing to ask me about. The Sunday paper has no news in it, and that always troubles me.
There's a little news, but it's got some useful.
No, basically, because it goes to bed on Friday night.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, I used to work in a bookstore, and we got it on Thursday and assembled it. It's true. And it's nothing but, you know, baking tips. And, you know, and who writes baking tips every bloody week? Oh, this just in. Turn the oven on. What could be new? Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what
there's
you
nothing
mean.
New in baking. Do grease the pan. Don't grease the pan. Put a little bit of the flour inside. Yeah.
Amy, a new dating app provides an additional feature beyond the standard matchmaking. You use it for a little while and it gives you what? Well, not directly.
You use it for a little while and it gives you...
Of course, you might need to take your Sharpie onto your smartphone and change the F into a B.
Oh, a grade?
Yeah, it gives you a dating grade.
Oh, yeah. My. That's awful.
Oh, you mean like when you take an Uber car and you have to rate the driver?
Yeah.
No.
But the way it works is this is a little differently. You're not being rated by other people. The app itself rates you as a dating person, a dater, based on your profile and your dating skill.
Oh, my God. And then other people who are trying to match with you will see your grade?
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Stars.
Oh, yeah, that's but, not. No. What's that thing? You know, what's ChristianMingle.com? They say on their ad, they say, find the mate that God wants you to have.
Yeah, I know.
And I just think, does God need the internet? You know, he's supposed to be all powerful.
God's an old white guy. He doesn't understand this crap.
No.
Then there's another one where it's for farm people.
It's farmers only. It's the official dating website of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Farmers only.
It's very successful, apparently.
Well, I love it that farmers are excluding us. You know, farmers only. Like, we were trying to push our way into the farming dating cycle. Aren't you sick of all the farming couples being broken up by the city folk?
I am technically a farmer.
I know that.
Yeah.
I have
a tree farm.
I've seen your land.
Do you get tax benefits?
Tax benefits? Absolutely. You know, I mean, I'm maybe a Republican, but I'm not stupid.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have 16 cats. Shouldn't I get something?